pretty cool, those things that live in the grass, and like if you walk through the grass barefooted, then you get little bites on you like mosquito bites.
Chiggers! Chiggers!
Oh!
Chiggers, 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 chiggers.
I've got some too right now. Hurt.
I have them too.
Let's see. What do you call the kind of thin-bodied insect? It's long and thin, has a little hard beak, and it's got two pairs of shiny wings, and sometimes they hover right over water. You can see the wings sometimes. Look real pretty.
Snake doctors.
Okay. Ever call them anything else?
No, that's the one I didn't call them.
Okay. What kind of flying, stinging insects do you know about?
Wasps, yellow jackets, bees.
Okay.
Bumblebee, honeybee,
okay.
And flying ants.
Ugh.
I have plenty of them here when it goes to get there. Not flying ants.
Huh?
They are, my son told me what they are.
Yeah?
The stuff that eats up the wood.
Oh, what do you call
it? Termites.
Yuck.
Well, that's what he says when the flying ants come in. He said, that's termites.
Ooh.
That's been under this house, is what he said. This
uh-huh.
old house is open.
Uh-huh.
And he said that's what it is.
Tell me about wasps. What do they look like?
One of them red, solid red.
Yeah.
And then there's one red with a black tail.
What do you call that?
Wasp. Then there's a yellow jacket.
Yeah.
He's yellow and yellow stripes all around his tail.
Mm-hmm.
And I have him bedded up here in the season sometimes.
What do you do when you
unhappy? I knock them off. You shut up before the little ones hatches out.
What happens when you knock them off?
I tear the nest up,
and
then they'll go somewhere else.
Don't they get you?
No, they don't get because I don't get them when the big boy's around.
Oh. Okay, that's smart.
I'll wait till the big boy's gone, then
they leave, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, if you had two of them, he's okay, you got one, you got one wasp. If you have two of them, you have two.
Two wasps.
Okay. What do you call the kind of wasp that builds a nest out of mud?
Hornets.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call those little insects? Some are green and some are brown. They hop along the grass.
They crickets.
Okay, these are light, look like
grasshoppers.
Okay, okay. Did you ever hear them called the hoppergrass?
No, we always call them grasshoppers and crickets.
Okay. What do you call small fish used for bait, fishing bait? Little big fish about like this.
Minnows.
Okay. What do you call those things that gather up in the ceiling of a house if you don't brush out the ceiling all the time?
Webs.
Okay.
Spider webs.
What do you call them if they're outside?
I call them spider webs wherever I see them.
Okay.
I've got some in my bedroom and I'm laying there looking at it the other night.
Yeah, we get them all the time in our kitchen. I don't know where they come from. I guess they come in the door, but then we sweep them out and the next week they're back. You know?
Well, that's the way they are. They get back just about as quick as you take them in.
Yeah. Let's see. If you're pulling up a tree stump, you have to dig around and cut the
roots.
Okay.
Because I pulled up many of them.
Do you ever know of any? Do you know of any special kinds of roots, so that the special uses for different kinds of roots?
Well, I don't know whether they call it different kind or not.
Yeah.
But some of them gets big and some of them little.
Yeah. Did you ever use any for medicine or anything like that? No. Okay.
Oh yeah. There's some kind of a root bark that you make a tea out of, but I forgot what it's used for.
Oh. Well, if you think of it, you can stop me, okay?
Okay, but I can't think of it.
What do you call a kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Okay.
We had one in our front yard.
You did? A maple tree here?
Up there at Pile Point.
Yeah.
Out here, it's in Pile Point.
The Pile Point.
Tree in Pile Point is over.